This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. The Biden administration has again bypassed Congress on an emergency weapons sale to Israel. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Meghani reports.
For the second time this month, the State Department's made an emergency determination, a rare step allowing it to go around a congressional review requirement for foreign military sales. This one is a $147.5 million sale of equipment needed to make ammunition the Israelis have already bought work. The move comes as Israel faces growing criticism over its war in Gaza, and with President Biden's aid package for Israel, Ukraine, and other needs stalled in Congress. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
Argentina has formally announced it won't join the BRICS bloc of developing economies. Friday's announcement is just the latest in a dramatic shift in economic policy triggered by Argentina's new far-right president, Javier Milei. The move comes as the South American country has been left reeling by deepening economic crisis, making many eager for change. Milei has also disparaged countries run, quote, by communism, and said he would not maintain diplomatic relations with them despite growing investment from China. China has appointed a new defense minister after months of uncertainty following the firing of his predecessor for reasons that have yet to be explained. The official Xinhua news agency announced Friday that former Navy commander Doug Jun will serve in the largely ceremonial role, but offered no comment on the reasons for the switch or the current circumstances of previous minister Li Shangfu, who has not been seen or heard from since August. The uncertainty surrounding the leadership of the world's largest standing military comes as Washington and its Asian allies are offering stronger resistance to China's bid to assert itself as the dominant military power in the region. For additional stories 24 hours a day, visit voanews.com. This is VOA News. Hong Kong pro-independence activist Tony Chung said on Thursday he had fled to Britain and applied for a political asylum after being released from jail about 6 months ago. Vanessa Chan from Reuters has more.
22-year-old Chung is the former leader of the now-disbanded pro-independence group Student Localism. In a Facebook post on Thursday, he said that he had been suffering from significant mental stress. Chung was sentenced to 43 months in prison in November 2021, for secession and money laundering. He was charged under the sweeping national security law, which Beijing imposed on Hong Kong in 2020 after months of anti-government protests. Chung himself was released in June 2023, but he says he has since been under police surveillance, the trauma of which made him leave. Chung said he now plans to continue his studies in the UK and hopes to contribute everything he can as a Hong Kong exile. Hong Kong authorities on Friday condemned Chung for lying about his travel destination and breaching a supervision order.
Vanessa Chan from Reuters. Poland's defense forces say an unknown object entered the country's airspace Friday morning from the direction of Ukraine and then vanished off radars, and that all indications point to it being a Russian missile. The defense forces said the object penetrated about 40 kilometers into Poland's airspace and left it after about 3 minutes. The defense forces said both its radar and NATO radar confirmed that the object left Polish airspace. There were no immediate reports of any explosion or casualties. Ohio's governor has vetoed a ban on gender-affirming care. AP correspondent Mike Hempen reports.
Ohio Republican Governor Mike DeWine has vetoed a measure that would have banned gender-affirming care for minors and transgender athletes' participation in girls' and women's sports. The measure passed the legislature earlier this month with only Republican support. GOP lawmakers hold enough seats to override DeWine's veto, but it's not known if or when they will do so. DeWine's veto departs from a nationwide trend toward passing such laws. Since 2021, more than 20 states have enacted laws restricting or banning such treatments. I'm Mike Hempen.
Mexico's president is trying to end the woes of patients throughout the country who are often told they need a specific medicine, but the hospital in question doesn't have it. President Andre Manuel Lopez Obrador's solution was to outfit a big warehouse on the outskirts of Mexico City to centralize a supply of what he claims will hold, quote, all the medications, all of them. He inaugurated the huge facility on Friday. The question is whether Mexico can overcome its history of being bad at regulating the pharmaceutical industry, bad at buying medicines, bad at storing them, and bad at distributing them. For additional stories, visit voanews.com. I'm Alexis Strope, VOA News.